Hello, hello, hello. We're back with Intervals Practice Track 2. Gonna focus right now on the perfect fourth, the tritone, and the perfect fifth. Just these three intervals right in the middle of the whole range. We've got the perfect fourth again, right, and the tritone and the perfect fifth. We've got five half steps, six half steps, seven half steps all together, right in the middle of everything, right? You practiced the minor seconds, major thirds, or the seconds and thirds. We'll do another track to practice the sixths and the sevenths, but right now we're right in the middle. The fourth, the fifth, and of course the tritone sounds very evil. Scary, very scary. Right, so again, perfect fourth. You could think about this being do to fa, do up to fa, do re mi fa, right, or so la ti do sometimes helps students, right? It's tricky to hear it though. That's a fourth, that's a fourth. I feel like, feels like the interval's looking up. I think the ear switches it around so that more than thinking do to fa, I think it sounds like sol to do. According to the laws of physics, right, actually the fundamental pitch is the top note and the one below it functions as sol. So the ear tends to hear this as sol to do more than do to fa, right? So that's a fourth. Some of you know the song Noel. Noel, sol to do, right? Perfect fourth. Let's switch over to the perfect fifth. Now, if I play that one, it sounds as if the bottom note is stronger, because that's functioning as the do now. According to the laws of physics, the fundamental pitch is that one right there. So this is a fifth, right? Here's another fifth. Do to sol, do to sol, another fifth. Sounds very open, perfect, stable, very hollow, hollow sounding fifth. Right, it's not dissonant, it's not harmonious, or anything like that. It doesn't sound like harmony. It just sounds very open, neutral, very stable, solid as a rock. Oh, those are all fifths. So you've got to determine the difference between a fourth, a little bit smaller, and then a fifth. It's a little bit bigger, a little more open. But the fourth and the fifth are both perfect intervals. They're both very stable, very solid. The fourth sounds a little smaller, a little bit more, I don't know, cheery, harmonious. Whereas the fifth sounds like opening chimes, opening. Think about the beginning of Morning Dawn. We played three chimes, B to F sharp. Zion shall arise, right? It's a perfect fifth. Now, we haven't been talking about this tritone, because there's a fourth, there's a fifth, and the tritone is in between the two. It's six half steps. Ouchies. Dissonant, yet also perfect, stable. It's a, in a weird way, it's dissonant but somewhat stable, I think. T to fa is a great way to think about this, right? Fa, re, ti, the leading tone triad is diminished because it's got a tritone instead of a perfect fifth. Right? Oh, all of a sudden the fifth sounds so normal. The tritone is so dissonant. Ah, scary. Yikes. Yikes. For all you advanced kiddos out there, if I take two tritones and put them a minor third apart, I get a fully diminished triad. It's three sets of minor thirds. But it also has two tritones embedded in it. Oh, wicked, cool. Right, classical musicians started to use that a great deal because you could invert it all sorts of ways. And great way to, it could resolve any number of ways. Well, not there, because it's a dominant seventh chord, but right, it's just very fun. I could resolve all sorts of things. Anyway, the tritone. So fourth, tritone, fifth. Okay, let's have a quick practice with these. Six examples. Only choices are perfect fourth, or the tritone, or the perfect fifth. Okay? Right, let's have a go. Number one, I'll play each one twice. Number one. Write your answer down, and we'll go over it at the end. Number one. Number two. Number two again. Number three. Listen to the quality, listen to the spacing. Again, number three. Very good. Keep going. Number four. Again, listen to the quality. Number five. Number five. And last, number six. All right. Let's go over your answers. First one, we had tritone right off the bat. Okay, six half steps. One, two, three, four, five, six half steps. Then we had, next we had a perfect fifth. Remember, this kind of sounds like Star Wars. Perfect fifth. And then number three, we had another perfect fifth. Perfect fifth as well. So, do to sol, right? Very nice. All right, we then went to perfect fourth. Number four was a fourth. Four for fourth. Number four was a perfect fourth. Very good. And then five, we had a ouch bediddle. That's a tritone again. Scary. Right in the ear, scary. Yikes. Tritone. And then we finished you off with a... What is that? That's right. It's a perfect fourth. Very good. Very good. Okay, this concludes practice track three. Perfect fourth, tritone, and the perfect fifth. Keep studying, keep working, train your ear. Thanks very much. Ciao.